A tough start to the league, and it leaves you chasing it right from the very start.
Absolutely, it's not good to lose your first 2 points, but it happens sometimes, and it's just one of those days. I mean, we had the breeze, we had the elements in our back, and we thought that would be good enough to give us a bit of a head start, but it actually turned on its head, and we lost an early goal and a point, and before the game was started, virtually, we were in an uphill battle. And that's strange, given we were playing with the breeze. It was very difficult too to get the measure of the breeze, and actually the breeze, I did believe that before the game started, it wasn't going to be really, really good to anybody other than making it easier to get the ball from one side of the field to the other, but it wasn't helping in scoring arena for either team. So, I mean, Galway seized their chance early on, and then they held on to what they had, and you have to give them full credit. They were about the business of winning the game, and they did just that.
Tyrone looked a bit flat until the final quarter when they started to push up and you know, ask questions off the Galway defence.
I wouldn't agree until the final quarter. I think that in the second half of the first half, we actually played a lot of good football, and just our finishing let us down. I mean, we had 3 scores from 10 attempts, and that's not going to win many games. So if we'd have been better in that department, then we probably could have slipped ahead again by half time. So I wouldn't delay it as long as you did now to say that we were flat. I would say yes, for 10 or 12 minutes we certainly looked flat, but after that I think we put up a brave battle, and even we were almost back to a point game there. I think if we had got that score, Niall Sutton had one off the post as well. I think if we got back to a point game, we could have actually put pressure on Galway. But then you have to consider as well, we were down to 14 men from maybe three quarters of the game, and given all that into the mix, it wasn't going to be easy to win the game, and it proved so.
What do you make of the sent-off incident, Mickey?
Well, honestly, I didn't see it, but from what I'm told, it was something that a yellow card might have done for the job. But the whole thing is just you have to be careful. You can't take chances that the referee's going to give you a red card, particularly early in the game. So players have got to learn from that. And, until I see it back on video evidence, I won't be sure whether it was harsh or correct.
Despite that, they're still getting a foothold in the game, even coming up to halftime.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think the players battled well and coped well with the man down. But again, the finishing was the thing that we worked very hard, but we had nothing to show on the board for it. We're still behind, we're still chasing the game, and there's great lessons to be learned in that, as long as we do learn them. But, you know, every day you go out, I suppose you try to learn something. Some lessons are easy learned and others are hard, and this is one of the hard ones.
And the 6-day turnaround out of Dublin, Mickey?
Yeah, that's not going to be easy, but, you know, we have to play Dublin, we have to play them sometime, and I suppose people would say you're better getting them early in the campaign than later. So we have to just roll up our sleeves now and see can we raise the level and standard of our game since we're playing the champions. And if we do, then we should be competitive, and who knows, on our home ground, you know, if we do things to the very best of our ability, then, you know, we could still get something out of the game.
Took off running after 20 minutes, Mickey. Was that just a tactical adjustment?
Well, I mean, it was just a question of there was too much aggression going on between him and his man, and somebody was going to lose the plot there, and it was to save being down a man, and certainly we were down a man anyway, so it was being prudent, I suppose, with trying to keep 15 players in the field, because that game today was sort of volatile at times, and you could have lost players very easily.